Hey, want a real challenge? Let's make a real junk journal out of real junk. I went into my garbage cans and pulled out some stuff. Not my crafty garbage cans, my real garbage cans. Yeah, and I went for clean stuff, not wet, not food covered, not anything nasty, but clean, dry junk that I thought might be fun to make a junk journal out of. Just let's see if we can do it. So you're going to see this from scratch. Ready to go? Hold on to your hats. I'm going to give you a little tour first of what we have. And I get a Kleenex box. I get a big giant Amazon bag. I got some cardboard. I got a bunch of junk mail envelopes, all sorts of them, all sorts of different sizes. Okay, these didn't all come out of my garbage can right now, but they have because I didn't throw them in my garbage can. I've been saving them, so they're junk. Let's face it, they're junk. Okay, in my bedroom, I cleaned out my closet and I found three t-shirts I'm not wearing anymore, so they're possibilities. I also found this. I threw this in, this was in my garbage in the bedroom. It's a spicy, like a scented thingy that I used to keep in my drawers, but I decided it's been in there for 100 years, so I chucked it. This is potential paper that I can use. What are you doing? Nothing? What are you doing?
Getting some of a garbage can there.
Nothing? Not, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody here but us paper lovers. Yep, move along, Mom.
Crafting with a pup. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Okay. So, found this in my husband's garbage can up by his office. The Nespresso package for his little coffee pod things. These came out of my trash can here in the craft room. I'm not going to use those because they're too crafty. Yeah, that's cheating. I want to use like real garbage. That's too crafty too. Coffee cup. Okay, possibility. And I have no idea what I'm going to do or how I'm going to do this yet, but I'm going to keep it simple. We're going to keep it like a small journal so that we can get through the process together and just see. Okay, so I've got junk mail envelopes of all types here, and then I've got these magazines that come in the mail. Never know what you can use those for. More junk. Newspapers that come in the mail, circular flyers that come in the mail, and I've just been putting this stuff in a pile beside me here. Here's another little envelope and a bunch more junk mail envelopes. Okay, and also envelopes from Happy Mail. I saved those because they're meaningful and they're pretty and we have stuff to play with. So just want you to know all your stuff's going to be turned into something. And I thought maybe a couple ways we could do this. We could make the cover out of this. But I think I'm going to actually make the cover out of this. This is some nice stiffer chipboard, and I think it's a good place to start. So let's just start there. Why don't we do it? We're just feeling all crafty pants today. You got your crafty pants on?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why don't you grab your junk too and let's go and make some junk journals, real junk journals. This would be like super junky. Not even going to use copy paper for the inside, so you're going to have to be really oh, gold journal, gold. Yes, oh, possibilities. Maybe make a journal card out of that. All right, let's just pull this guy apart and see what we're working with here. There should be an end where it, yeah, here it is, where it attaches. Kind of like the paper bags, they have a, there we go, now we're talking. We have a little window. We could do something with that. Okay, so let us. So this has folds in it. So maybe my journal is going to be very small. Or maybe it's going to be a very tall journal. That's a possibility too. I could use this as the front and this as the back. Okay, let's do that. Okay. Where? Oh, where? Yeah, here. Relax. It's here. Okay. I got my ruler ready to go. Of course, the other one's right here. This is the one I like to use. Okay. Let's just cut this down and make the front and the back, and then we'll figure out spinage in a minute. Okay. Wow. Yes. And so this is kind of crazy, right? So this is, I just want to show you that you can make stuff even if you think you have nothing, because I think most of us have some form of garbage and trash and stuff, paper products that we tend to throw out and don't give much. Now save all these little bits because we can do things with those. We have our ways. We have our ways. So this will be a nice, yeah, you have possibilities around you all the time. And that's probably the biggest question I get from people. I love to make stuff, but I don't have any supplies. And I just want you to, take a look at the stuff around you with different eyes because, there's possibilities in those piles. That's right. Okay. Plus a great way to keep stuff out of the landfill. And, hey, you gotta, I think, officially make a real junk journal at some point if you're a junk journal maker, right? So here we go. This is going to be it. Super El Junkaroo. Okay. There we go. Okay. Now we have that flap. We already have a fold there. Maybe I can make you, oh, no, that's not gonna work. I guess we'll just cut it off and then we'll, yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Let's just see. Let's decide on a spine. We're not going to go super fat here or anything. We're just going to do like a one signature junk journal just for fun. Something easy. Anybody can do. Where's my bone folder? Where's my bone folder? It's just easier if you squish it with the bone folder. If you're trying to do something like this, make sure, let me go closer for you. This lines up here and then you can comfortably go like that and everything else should line up nicely. But if it's a little cockeyed, then you just kind of reposition. Hold it at the other end and come back this way and hope everything comes out okay. And if it still doesn't come out, you just chop off an end. So we're not going to chop off an end. I think it's just fine. So anyway, I thought I'd save myself a step by, let me just shrink this a little bit. Okay, put that there. All right, so that's one. There's my spine. That's it. That's my spine. So all I need is a piece that goes on here. I can glue this on, glue that all right on there. Maybe reinforce it from, I can put something in there. I could do that. Okay, let me try that. Okay, so I am gonna use Fabri-Fix glue just cause it's here. And let me just put this down. It's a, you know, like I said, you could also make something out of the envelope. I mean, there's a million and one ways to make a cover. You can layer things together if you don't have stuff that's thick enough. You can do that. Okay, now obviously that's weird, right? But we can build from there. We don't have to stay there locked into, trapped in our little castles of I can't come out and play. No, we don't. We can extend. Maybe we'll extend and then we'll cover it all with something. Let's try that. All right, so I'm just taking this extra piece, still saving the extra little pieces, but I'm going to take this extra piece, which should technically be the same length if all goes well in junk journal land, but you never know sometimes. You just never know. All right. I'll put that down there. All right, where do we need to cut this? Where's my pencil? Give me my pencil. Okay, how about there? Okay. All right. Whoop, not my light. Okay. Well, my light is crackling at me. It's talking back. It's talking back to me today. It says, what you doing? What you doing? Can't believe you're rifling through the garbage to make a junk journal. Really? Really? Now, where should I be rifling? If what better place would there be than my garbage to make a junk journal, right? Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. All right. Now, did I make it long enough? Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, let's glue it on. Let's retract the knife so we don't stab ourselves or the dog. Always a good thing. Okay, here we go. I'm not worrying about that window. I'm just going to ignore it because I'm just going to cover the whole darn thing. And it's just there. It's just there. Okay, there. All right, so now I have my construction. All right, I know it's looking a little goofy, but we'll get it better. We'll get it better. Okay, so we have our cover, and now we can decorate our cover. Okay, so let's decorate our cover. All right. All right, so we want to maybe seal that a little bit. So I'm just going to take some, because I don't have any fancy stuff. I just have basic, so I'm just going to use regular tape, not even washi. Just coming in here with some regular everyday stuff. I'm going to tape that together so it's not so bumpy. And okay, so now we can decorate the inside, and there's a lot of things that we can do with our stuff that we have collected. And let's say maybe we are going to deconstruct some of these envelopes. Oh, I got some of these pretty colored envelopes. I like that. Create with reckless abandon. You rock. Okay, let me get some pretty envelopes. And we're going to use maybe these colors to decorate the inside. How about that? That might be a nice idea. All right, so let's deconstruct these and see how much paper we can get out of these. And then we'll fill in the blanks. How about that? It's going to be like a bit of a collage thing going on in here, I think, to maximize the coverage. Well, let's see what we got. All right, well, that's pretty good. Why don't we just glue that baby down, and then we can always go from there. Maybe we should do a square one, because it's... I guess they're all funky once you open them up. See, we're learning on the fly, learning as we go. And don't worry if it tears, because we can patch it. We have our ways, and we can cover things up. Yeah, okay, so here we go. Well, oh, I could even wrap it around. That would handle the edge, wouldn't it? Yeah, maybe we could do something like that. Okay, let's try that. All right, let's just get some glue down. Here we go. I'm using Fabri-Fix clear silicone glue. Fabric to paper, something like that. And just because I like it. All right, let's put you here. Put you down. Maybe we'll glue you down too, because we just don't know where we're going at this point. We're just all over the place. Alrighty then. Alrighty. Alright, we'll just put you down. There you are. Okay, you're a little long, so maybe we could actually fold you up. Okay, let's try that. We have these flaps here. Let's use them. Let's just see how far we get with our coverage, because we can always add more, right? But we're just doing a basement layer coverage. So we're not looking at a Kleenex box. We're actually looking at something that might look like postage or something like that, which is kind of cool. And we can go places with that. Yeah, that's almost ephemera-like. Oh, it is ephemera-like. It's actually modern day ephemera. How cool is that? Okay, fold. What's that? I honestly don't know. Oh, it's my little coverage thing here. I'm gonna have to tear you off a little bit. Okay, these little extra pieces, we can just do away with you. And we've done away with you. Okay. Now, should we do something like this? Maybe we could do something like this or like that. Ooh, that would work. Are we almost at the corner? We can do the flap around. Let's maybe do that. And then we'll come in with some coverage pieces. Okay. So that means more glue. More glue, please. Lots of glue. Can you see this? I hope so. It's getting exciting now. I don't know where this is going to lead. This is like... utter, sheer, crazy, reckless abandon. I have no idea, but it sounds like fun. That's all that matters. Okay, here we go. Put that there. I'm going to bring it up to the lip where the flap folds. Then I'm going to, whoop, we got an inner flap construction problem there. Okay, we've eradicated that issue, and we are back on plan. Okay, there we go. Oh, we got to glue you down. Glue you down. Glue you down. Don't forget the mailman. He brings lots of free craft supplies. Then we have our flaps. I got all the flaps in here. I'll show you the flaps like this. Okay. So we are looking at the outside cover at the moment, I think. No, we're actually looking at the inside cover. I don't know. You know, I'm just covering the whole darn thing, and we'll start from there. How about that? Yes, I've lost my way. I don't even know where I am. It's the front or the back. It's okay. It's all good. As long as it gets covered, we are good. Yeah. All right. Okay. Now I'm going to pull it. I'm going to make a new fold. Got to be a little closer. And I'm stuck on it. Okay, it's all right. All right. Did we glue this down? No, I didn't glue that down. Why didn't you glue that down? I don't know. I was distracted by all the excitement. Okay, I understand. Who am I talking to? I don't know. Okay, here we go. What's that? Okay, now we have this. So which is the... Okay, so that looks like... Just clarifying for myself here. This is the inside. So let us refold our folds just to make sure they're nice and crispy. Lou, where did my, who moved it?
Where's my bone folder?
Did I grab it? Did I have I used it yet? Did anybody see me use my bone folder yet? Or was I just dreaming about using my bone folder? There's my bone folder. I don't think I used it yet. Okay, let me just get you down again. Okay, here. Let's do our bone folding edges. Don't be all lumping up on me here. You just lay flat. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Now the fold. We're going to bone folder. Our fold. And here, we have a second fold. We need to bone folder that one. Now remember, paper doesn't like to stretch. Paper doesn't stretch. Wet paper will stretch a little bit. That's true. And I guess with the glue, there is some stretchability. Not much. So we may need to reinforce. We'll see. And I'm just going to tear this off because it's sticking out. Okay. And this just does... I need more glue. I need more glue. More glue, please. Okay. Coming to the rescue. I have the bottle. Here it is. Lots of glue. I'm going to be drowning in glue. If you want to drown in glue. There you go. Your glue. Took half off of it. All right. Okay. So now we have outside. Whoop, you're a little long, aren't you? And then spine. We have spine. We have inside. Oh, we have a back, which could also be the front. And we're not finished decorating this. We've just put an initial base down. Okay. All right. So is this going to be the front? Or you could flip it over and you could say, this could be the front. I need to do some more decorating here. So let's come in with a big save and put some more paper down there. Let's see, what do I got? So I've got little pieces of paper bag, which was trash. And, oh, I do have this. But I think we might come in with some, just a white, maybe like a white piece of good old junk mail envelope. Okay, let's come along here and see what we have. Let's deconstruct one of these babies. Oh, and there's always the pretty inside of junk mail. There we go. Look at that. That's very pretty. Oh, yeah. I'm liking that. Okay. Let's just tear off these little hangers that really don't need to be here. Oops. Okay. Not bad, Pam. Not your best tearing job, but, you know, in a pinch, we'll take it. You could also cut with scissors here. I'm a big fan of tearing. I like to tear. We have a nice page here, right? This could actually be a page in our journal. That would be really cool. Oh, look at it. Magically fits. Well, yeah, we're going to save you for that because you're already one page done. All right. Okay. Off to the side you go. You're a page. Well, then I still have that front piece. What are you going to do? Okay, let's take a... Oh, look, we have some... we have a pumpkin. And we have another pumpkin with silly stuff on it, but maybe we can save the pumpkin because it's supposed to look like junk, right? It is Halloween time, so, you know, pumpkins kind of slide us through Halloween and Thanksgiving. You get a double bonus with your pumpkin. Okay, so maybe I can stick that all on there. Let me just try. All right, this is going to be interesting. See if this works. I might do a little finger smooshing here. Yeah, it might happen. And get my entire pumpkin on. Stem and all would be nice. Yeah. I don't know if that's what it's going to look like in the end, but just, you know, salvaging pumpkin where I can. Okay, so I have that so far. That's kind of cute. And maybe I'll put the other pumpkin down here. I could do that. More pumpkin. We don't have to go far for supplies. They're everywhere, right? They're everywhere. I don't know if anybody's from Toronto, but you might have remembered the old radio show. It's Chicken Man. He's everywhere. No. Am I barking up the wrong tree, maybe? Okay, let's see what we got here. Now, we have a $50 off or free removal of your pumpkin, I guess. They will come, and I think it has to do with shower installation, but, you know, hey. They'll come and remove your pumpkin if you want to. While they install your shower door. Okay, let me just glue that on there and see what happens. And ba, dee, ba, doo, ba, doo, ba, doo. Do-ba-do-ba-do. Okay, that's enough of that singing, Pam. People, they have things to do. They don't need to listen to your singing. All right, I'm just sticking that there because I don't know where else to put it. All right. Stick down. Okay, I'm having an idea. All right, this is how things happen. Okay, all right. So technically, the entire front and back is covered. We could still design more, but it is covered. Okay. This side, we still have this. So let's just go ahead and cover that. Oh, we have this pretty. Maybe if we open it up. Salvage by deconstructing what we can. Let's see how this opens up. Okay. How much paper can we get out of an envelope? Okay. Oh, we can cover that whole area. That's good. All right. So I don't think we need you. Take you off. All right. I'm going to put you there. And that'll be plenty. Oh, no, we need you up there. We may need to wrap you around, huh? Okay, maybe you're going to want to do that. Okay, that's fine. I'm okay with that. What about you? Oh, you just like shy me right at the end there. Not enough. I don't need you to be super thick on the cover now. Okay, so we have that. All right, let's do this. I'm probably covering my, I'm going to cover my little pumpkin. Let me just put the glue here and see what we actually need. Maybe I can come in here and collage this little hole with pieces. Yeah. Maybe I can use you guys. Okay. Okay. Now I actually glue you down. Okie dokie. There we go. I might have to glue the corners. It's true. All right, let's use the big part. Maybe the big part will do it. Where's this cover? Don't need that. Oh, I like the stamps. Let me save the stamps. Oh, there. Okay, there we go. Now we're covered. All right, let's get glue. Let's just glue this and be done with you. Let's come here. Let me glue you. Come here. Can you see? Yeah. Oh, I'm sliding a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. I think I yank on the cord. Okay, there we go. And now let's just glue this down. You could also use a glue stick here. You don't have to go through gallons of Fabri-Fix. But, and it's very low risk. I mean, you're just playing with literal garbage. So if it doesn't turn out, you know, it's okay. Oh, there's like one little piece that I need more glue. Okay, there we go. All right. Okay. Now, is this at the inside or the outside? I can't remember. I think this was the outside. Lost my new scissors. Where are they? They're under here somewhere. Okay, I can't find them. Grab the old ones. Okay, got them. All right. I just want to trim this off so it's all nice and flush. Flushy flush. Okay. And, oh, that was the outside. Right. So this is the inside. So now we just have to refold our spine again because we've added some bulk to it. And there is our bone folder. Here we go. Whoopee. All right. And fold again here. Whee. Okay. There we go. All right. So now we have a nice little cover, which we can do things with. Okay, that's kind of fluffy, but we can glue something over top of you. I'm not worried about you. Come in here with something like that. But we'll do you after. Will we do you after? I don't know. Whoop. Okay, got rid of you. How about you? You know what? I feel like I want to go over it with something like maybe, because it's on the, there's the spine. So it's kind of on the spine. The spine is going to be covered a lot. So let's just leave it as is. And let's ink it a little bit because that's always fun. And I think it might just make it look a little bit more like a junk journal. Okay. So is that breaking the rule? Like, because I'm inking? I don't know. Is there a rule? Oh, wait. Anyway, I'm inking just so you can kind of get the feel how it can start looking like a more junk journal, as opposed to just somebody who glued stuff. You know what I mean? So here we go. All righty. Oh, yes, it's hot in here. I must be getting nervous. Is this going to work out? I don't know. Oh, we'll just give it a go. Okay, maybe we're just going to go lightly over it to knock back the color a bit. Maybe make it look a little grungier around the edges. Because of the pumpkin, it's starting to look like a Halloween journal. That might be kind of fun. Yeah. Some old Halloween journal found. That would be kind of cool. All right. We got something there. Let's just see. Okay, so now we need to have some pages or something to put in. This is like bugging me. I must grab from junk. Okay, let me grab from junk. I'm just grabbing from junk. Here, let me get a flyer. Here we go. This is great. This is why we need to save Winn-Dixie flyers or BOGOs or something. Maybe we're gonna maybe put something like that there. Yeah, because it fits. It's just like a little tall, but not bad. Who doesn't want the BOGOs of the store this week, right? Which was probably last year sometime, so don't run out and buy these because this is old stuff. Yeah, this is old junk. Not to be confused with new junk. Oh, goodness gracious. Maybe it'd be better if I put that down and toy this way. Oh, that, whoop. Yep, that's the way it goes sometimes. Okay, here we go. What do we got? I'll put it right side up. Okay, I think I'm going to use glue stick this time. Scotch Create glue stick. So I think it might be a little easier to work with this guy. All right, let's try. Here we go. This is just having fun. This is just being goofy with yourself and allowing yourself some free reign creativity. There's no pressure to create anything wonderful here. This is junk. And you can totally create something wonderful here. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes you're just in it for the experience and not the Rembrandtness of it. You just want to play with the paper. You want to have a low stress play with the paper. And this can be your ticket. You're not blowing through expensive supplies. You're feeling good about it. You know, your family's like, leave her alone. She's happy with the paper, you know? It's like that. Yeah. Okay. Let me just ink this up a little bit more around the edges. Yeah. Around. More ink. Okay, more ink. Yeah, that kind of tacked that down nicely. Okay, how are we? Oh, my gosh. All right, let's move along. Okay, let me fold. Just double-checking my fold. Okay. We added something, so we have to let it find its happy place because it's paper. And paper doesn't like to bend. Did I mention that? So now it is good. We might have a wrinkle or two, but a lot of that is going to be covered by the pages that go in. And who cares about my name? We don't care about that. Okay, we'll cover that with something. Okay, here we go. All right, so we already have one cool page. And I think this was a kind of a cool concept that just sort of appeared out of somewhere. We could use some junk mail envelopes. I have a bunch of these. Let's just make a bunch of pages for our junk journal. All right, so here we go. Let's do some deconstructing. Grabbing our junk journal, our junk mail, and we're deconstructing our envelopes for maximum pageage. Yeah. Oops. All right, where's my tape? Mama tore the page. Better fix it. Okay, I'm fixing. Okay. All right, we have that. Okay, there's one. Just grab a few of these. All right. Now, they don't all have to be junk mail envelopes. That's kind of cool, though. Okay, we'll just get them. Okay. Oh, that's got an address on it. All right, we'll use a different one. Okay, this one's good. It doesn't have an address. And this one doesn't have an address. Looks like we tore you open from the top. That's how I guess I open my mail like that. You may want to open your mail differently if you're going to salvage your papers, but hey, that's kind of cute. All right, we can do that. Here. Where was the first one? Huh, it's already here. Look at that. See? But maybe we want to do some other pages too. We don't want to just do this. Let's do one. Okay, here's a colored one. That might be pretty. Yeah, let's do this one. Put you to some good use. See, I could have defaulted and gone to use coffee paper or scrapbook paper, which you can. You totally can. But I just wanted to use pure junk just to see what would happen. What would happen here if we just used pure junk? All right. Okay. And now let's maybe put some... We've got some magazines here. How about public notices? Yeah, yeah. Let's use some of this. This is kind of cool. And is it tall enough? Oh, it is in like the halfway position. So let's, where's our ruler? Let's get Karen. I'm gonna tear a big chunk of this in half. Okay, there we go. And we'll just use the top part for now. But we can use some pages out of this. This can be cool pages. Oh. All right. Oops, gotta pull that over more. Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do them all at once. This is silly doing them one at a time. They'll be here for 100 years doing this. Better to do them all at once. And if they don't come out all super pretty, you can always trim them. You could just cut them. You don't have to tear them. No. All right. I'm grabbing them all. Got them all. And we... Oh, so much easier. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. More garbage attacking me. Okay. You're a pretty page, too. We could use you for something. Very colorful. We like that. Just fold you in half, make you a page. All right, so what do we have? We have, so far, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 pages. 5. Let's do 6. We'll maybe shuffle these in between the others. 7. 8. Let's put some other variety in. Are we still recording, please? Yes? Okay, good. Let's see what else I have. Oh, I have this very, very pretty, colorful business. Like pictures and covers. Oh, yeah, very pretty. Very nice. All right, maybe we'll tear you apart. Oh, magazine. Nah, we already used newspaper. It's something else. All right, let's use this big Checkers ad. Why not? All right, let's just fold you in half. Okay. Let's fold you this way. That would make more sense. You're a square. So it's going to be same this way or that way. Okay, what are you at? 9. And how about some shoes? Anybody want Johnson & Murphy shoes? Oh, that's kind of cool. All right, let's just use some of those. Okay. 10, 11. Fold them up. Fold them up. Okay, they don't all have to be the same width. They can be different widths. Yep, we're doing the staggered approach. So let's stagger you. We'll stick you here. Okay. Let me show this better. Okay, so we have a bunch of these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're too tall. We just need to knock you back. As soon as I find my ruler. I had 2 rulers here 1 second ago. You think I can find any of them? Nope. All right, let's just make you shorter. Okay. There. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. 6, 7, 8. That all my oh no, we have one of these. Oh, that was an address on there. Yeah, okay. Actually, I can just black out the address. Hang on, this is a good one. All right, there we go. Nine, 10, 11, and we gotta have like something fun for the center. You don't have to, but you know, I could do something fun. Center, but it's got to be trash. It's gotta be, oh, we have this. Yeah. Okay. So let me break into this thing, and I have to dump out the insides because it's full of scenty stuff. Yeah. Well, the craft room's gonna smell like, oh yeah. Amber and musk. Let's see how much paper we can get out of this without destroying the whole thing. I could have left it as a pocket. That might have been fun too. Maybe I should do that. Use it as a pocket somewhere in the journal. Yeah, that might be fun. Maybe I'll, you know what? It's already wrinkled. Let's just go with the wrinkle, right? Why fight it? Why fight it? Don't fight it. Oh man, all I can smell. She's amber and spice right now. It's, oh man. Hey, HEPA filter. Look at it. What are you doing? You're like doing nothing here. Give me some air. Okay. There we go. All right. I'm going to keel over. Oh, yeah. Yep. Had to make it a pocket, didn't I? Yeah, had to do that. Okay. So we need one more page. Well, maybe I'll just make that the extra thing, and that'll be 12 things. And that would be plenty in this journal. Okay. So let us go ahead. Let me just do this, because in case any of this shows, I like to ink it up a little. This is the inside. Just emphasizing the spinage. Okay. All right. Now, where's my center? Okay, you're going to go in at the very end. Going to get all these together. Move them down to the bottom. Down to the bottom. Looks like we're going to do some decapitations. That's all right. All right. So, let me go ahead and make some marks. So we're going to have one hole here, one hole, see where your spine is, one hole here, and then one hole here, about a half inch up. Yep. You can measure them out. I don't usually measure them out anymore. I used to measure them out all the time. Okay, so I'm going to go for the mid hole, which is the 1/8 on the Crocodile 2 Big Bite, and I'm just going to punch these three holes. Two. Okay. Three holes we have. Okay, so now, get all my papers together. I'm going to drop that on Sunny. Oh, Sunny is covered in I'm dropping everything. Okay, I'm back. Oh, that might be pretty. Look at this, just for you. Yeah, that could be pretty. We'll add that somewhere. All right, just going to clip it together for a minute. Okay, can't get it to open. Any paper clip will do, Pam. Okay. It's one of those days. No paper clip will function in my universe. All right, how about this one? You got it. Come to mama. Okay, get it all together. Line it up. You want to be inside the bottom, okay? I'm going to go closer so you can see. Okay. About maybe a quarter inch up from the bottom. And then you know it's going to come down. We're going to have to cut, obviously. But let's get a little magic marker thing going here so we know exactly where there. Okay. And let's mark our dots on here. 1, 2, 3. That's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And first thing, let's decapitate. Where is my decapitation device? Here it is. We want this to be the right height. So off you go. Off with your head. Whoop. I need the cutter. Where is it? There it is. Okay, so we line up. Dot, 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 dot. Dot, dot. A bit longer. A dullish type blade. Okay, there we go. All right. I'm not sure yet, so I'm gonna put you over there. You guys are probably too small. You can go. I'm okay with that. Yeah, there you go. All right, so now we have this. And now we need to sew it into our journal. So we need a yarning or a darn needle. These are really handy. If you get these little fat ones that are blunt on the end, they're so journal maker friendly. And let's say, let's put them in 3 by 5. It doesn't need to be anything comic. But how about some? This is vintage embroidery floss. But since this is sort of a, you know, I'm going to check the strength. Strength. Yeah, you want to do a strength test because if it's vintage, that means it might break. So test it before you go and sew everything up. And then everything will be dandy. Yeah, okay, little piece. Don't need you. Maybe I'm going to double it because I think I have lots. So let me just double it and we'll go for like extra fatty color there. That might look kind of cool. I may be covering this up all the way anyway because I might reinforce the spine. I have to do it first to see. Okay, now we're going to take this part. Find the middle. Play whack-a-mole. That means bring all your papers together with your ruler. Clip. Don't move. Paper clip everything together so it doesn't run around on you when you punch your holes. Turn it over and punch those three holes with the crocodile. So we're coming in here. Punch. Pinch. Okay. Now my little paper clip tells me the top front. Okay. There we go. And start here. Where's my cover? Always handy to have the cover. Do you remember which way was right? Right side up? No? Oh, boy. Oh, well, since I stuck this on this way, I guess I know my pumpkins are upside down, so I'm going to have to cover them. But I think I did it this way because my paper was this way, and this is the way I'm pretty sure it went. So that's why it's always important to look. You know, it doesn't matter how many journals you make. If you don't take that extra second to look, you'll be doing this, covering your pumpkins because they're now upside down. But thank goodness we can cover our pumpkins. You know what I mean? And because it just makes life so much easier if you can cover your pumpkins. Okay. All that pumpkin work for naught. Well, that's the way it goes in junk journal land. But you're saying, but Pam, stuff is still sticking outside. I know. We'll get there. Don't worry. I want to come through. Come to me. Stuck somewhere. What are you stuck on? The top? Oh, yep. Okay, there's something there. Nope, I think I have to do this again. Look at that. Yep, do it again, Pam. Something's wrong. Nope, something happened. All right, just retract and redo, and all will be well. Yep, nope. It's one of those days. Definitely one of those days. Okay, here we go. Keep your tails out. Yeah, and come up through the center. Don't have to go far. You can make it. You can do it. There we go. All right, now again. I did something wrong there. I don't know what I did. Okay, but we're through, and I'm just checking. Yeah, everything's fine on the back. All right, we're just going to sew it together, or tie it together. Right over left. Okay. Nobody wants to play today. Okay. And then we do left over right. Makes everybody full of might. Yeah, I just made that up. I think there's a better rhyme out there. I just don't know what it is. Use me old scissors. There we go. Almost. Okay. So we have that. And now we can take this off because we don't need it anymore. But now we want to train our paper. Let's get all the paper all the way over there. Oh, over there. Okay. Close that. We don't want that sticking out. And then we need our bone folder. Oh, there you are. Okay. Who made this mess? Oh, good grief. Okay. Training the paper so it lays nice and flat in your book will make your day golden. Okay. There we go. Now, let's say we want to, where are we at? Oh gosh, okay. So basic, what to do with these things? You can either come along here and just tear them off one at a time. You can cut them off one at a time, or you could use them as extra folds and flips. Like you can make pockets and things like that. So maybe I'll make a pocket out of this one. All right, let's do that. Okay, we'll just make a little pocket out of you. Okay, there we go. Now you're a pocket. You're sticking out too, right? Oh yeah, you're like all way over there. Yeah, I think you would make a good pocket too. But you know what? I think I'm not gonna make you a pocket. I'm gonna tear you off. I'm gonna tear you off. Let's see, there. Okay, and then I like the torn look. Remember that. I'm gonna turn this into a bigger pocket. Yeah, just a fold maybe. Yeah, okay, a pocket. All right, coming in here and gluing her down inside. Now we are a little side pocket tuck with a little clear envelope. That's kind of cool. Now who else is sticking out? Oh my, everybody and their brother and their son are sticking out. So we're just gonna do some, here's what we're gonna do. You can do the fold in. You can do the make a pocket. You can do the tear individual page. Or if you're just like ready to move on, you grab the whole thing and you hold it equidistant, okay? You kind of know how far you have to figure it out first. No. Okay, so I'm going to be like halfway through that french fry. I don't know if you can see that, but like a quarter way through the french fry is where I really want. Okay, now take it all. Lay it down. Keep your spine perpendicular. Vertical. Keep it vertical. Then lay this down and go to the there spot. There's a good spot. There's like a quarter way through my french fry. That's what I want. Okay, and I'm going to take, this is not sharp. Let me get a sharp one. It would be much better with a sharp one. Digging, retrieved. Okay, this looks like a newer one. Okay. Boy, I hope this works. All right, here we go.
Yay!
There. Oh, I have stuff magic. All done. It all fits inside. See that? Perfect, perfect. Fits at the top, fits at the bottom, fits on the side, and you're ready to go. So let's just play now. We're just going to have some fun. Let me use those goofy things that I pulled out. Is my apple core showing here? This was my breakfast. Okay. That is not the junk I wanted to show you. Okay. Oh, Pam, you're such a healthy eater. I'm trying to eat healthier, but... As you can see, half the apple was eaten. I really tried. I really did. Okay, here is this thing. And maybe I want to put this here. Because that's just, like, not really attractive. So maybe I could put this here and use it as a pocket. That might be very nice. Do I want to fold that down? No, I just want to get rid of this. Maybe I'm going to do this. I'm going to come along and... Why can't I cut anything? I don't know. I don't know. Get a thumb hole. Thumb hole. Oh yeah, baby. All right, now I could let's look, talk options. Okay, could he hear? It doesn't pop the greatest. I could use something else there. Here, maybe a little wide. Back here, that kind of gets lost. Maybe on the back. You know, it could be like a back pocket thing. That would confuse everybody with the pumpkins because then they wouldn't see them as much. Maybe I want to put the whole darn thing on the front. Maybe it's going to be a front ensemble. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Maybe I'll try that. So I think this piece is kind of cool, but let me play with this piece a little bit. I want to have some fun with it. Let's grab our green and, you know what I'm trying to say, brown and black. Here's black. Let's see what happens. And just anchor it with our junk. This was junk because it was going out the door. Oh, I still haven't reinforced my spine. This is taking a little longer than I thought. You know the creative process, you know, you just sort of go down a lot of rabbit holes with the creative process. Okay, we're going to emphasize our little wrinkles. Strangely, this is a good thing. Okay, there we go. Again, do we want to put some brown on that? Okay, you are black. A little brown. A little maybe brown in the corners just to give it the, you know, the old brown rummage hue. All right. I think I'm going to do that. You know what I think? I'm not. I was going to sew because I think it would look really cute if it was sewn. Oh, let me sew. It's right here. You know, you don't have to sew, but I don't know. I feel like it right now. Okay. Okay, I'm going to zigzag stitch around this more. I hope this works. Okay, here we go. Sewing. Okay, So, what are you guys doing today? Not much? Are you crafting? Are you making holiday stuff? Are you getting excited about what you might get for the holidays? Are you making junk journals? Are you just having snacks, kicking back? Have you not started your first junk journal and you're like afraid to start? And I want to encourage you. This is your month. This is it. The universe has called. It says, come forth and make your junk journal. Yes. Okay. Here we go. It's not that bad. It's only paper. And this is pure, literal junk. You can't get junkier than junk. Okay. All right. Well, I think that one really amps it up, right? That gives it some pizzazz. So maybe you'll have like a fancy piece of junk somewhere that you could maybe splash on there for some. Yeah, that's kind of cool. I like that. All right, let me just go ahead and glue this back together because I started to tear it apart. Okay, now we're just going to glue this whole little puppy. Not you, Sunshine, relax. Phew. Okay. We're just going to glue the whole back on because we're going to use the pocket and we're going to stuff it with some fun things. Yeah, I don't know. I'll figure something out. Whoop, yeah, back down here now. Okay, put this on here. Key. All right. You could totally decorate the journal cover first. You don't have to wait. No waiting is needed. Okay. Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. That is very cool. Do I have enough glue in there? Let me make sure. Give me a little extra squirt, please. Where? There. Make sure you're all glued down. Okay. There. So we have that so far. That's kind of cool. Let's assess our spine. Are you functional spine? Are you intact? Are you showing signs of wear? Are you showing any signs of splittage here? If you're showing signs of splittage, I would reinforce with fabric or with some kind of tape or something like that, or lace. Lace you could reinforce. That's not garbage. So I can't do that right now because I'm only working with garbage. Okay, so let's see. Do we want to reinforce? I think this one is actually holding up pretty well, but my pumpkins are upside down. I don't know. I don't know if I can. Oh, I think I can make a bookmark out of this. It would stick in here very cutely. Highly cutely. Yeah, let's do that. All right. Let's take you, borrow some paper from you. Oh, you're probably going to be cute on the inside too. Maybe I'll just make matching bookmarks and stuff like that. It would be in here. I need some direct mail, I think. I need like a stiffer piece of something. Yeah, what do I got? Oh, I got this. Look at that. That's hanging out here doing nothing. Whoa, we could do something with you. Yeah. Kleenex box, remember that? Okay. Oh, this looks pretty. Yeah, I kind of like that. I think I'm just going to glue that in there as the insert. Look how that magically fit. Who knew? There you go. That's how it happens sometimes. You're seeing it before your eyes. It fit and it looks pretty in there. Look how pretty that looks. That's very nice. I like that. All right. Everybody's down. Okay. Tuck you in there. Okay, there's like things to find. We've got to do something with you. I liked you too. Okay, let's take more of that newspaper. Maybe we can do something with the newspaper. Public notices. Courthouse hearings. Ah, no, we don't want to deal with any of that. No, we don't. Okay, we're just going to build a bigger thing. And then we're going to put you on here. Let's glue you down. Yep. Maybe these can be bookmarks for anybody who's using this junk. I'm just going to keep going. This video is going to be 100 years long. And I'm not giving up. I'm just going to make this baby. Yeah, make it to the end. All right, here we go. Close this. All right. Now I think the easiest thing to do, you could glue this all together, but I think for simplicity purposes and cuteness factor, I'm going to sew around it. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Kalamazoo, here we go. And, oh, okay, let me sew that on. Yeah.
until it actually sort of a thing onto it.
Okay, and we're turning. Turning. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing ideas for side pockets you could make like this, which would be really cool. Totally made out of junk. Awesome. Okay, turn. Come back. Belly band. Hello, belly band. Yep, hello, belly band. Maybe down the center. That would be really cool. A belly band. Maybe I'm making a belly band right now. Yeah, maybe I'm making a belly band for the back. How about that? Yeah, I think I am. All right, it's thicker. It's got some chutzpah, you know what I mean? And it's kind of cool. So this is junk mail and newspaper. So we'll just leave you in the front for now. Maybe we'll make a belly band on the back. Maybe we'll cover those. Oh, you know, I kind of like my upside down pumpkin. Oh, you can't see. I kind of like my upside down pumpkins. Yeah, is that crazy to like your upside down pumpkins? I don't know. It's all good. Okay, here we go. You know, you could like go nonstop in the junk journal. Maybe I should make this a series and then we could just decorate the whole thing. Maybe that's a better idea. And I'll do part two on another day as we, I don't normally separate parts one and two, but maybe just the cover and the construction and then we do the decoration. Maybe that would be a good thing to do. So I will go ahead. That's orange. So what else color do I want here? I have some kind of, oh wow, okay, how about this? What's that? This is, yeah, not the right color. Maybe I'll just leave it. Maybe I'll accent it in black. Is that what I used? Maybe I did. Maybe okay, where's the brown? Let's try brown. Brown. And we'll just, like, commingle the two, making it look a little more, you know, vintage, rustic, whatever. Okay, we're going to put that there, because that'll hold. And then people can tuck things in there, like I can tuck extra little special things. And I'll just show you. Wait, you just wait and hold on to your hats, because that'll be coming in the decoration part. Okay, putting this here. Okay, little extra threads of nothingness. Okay. You can pretty much turn everything into something. You know what I mean? If there's something sticking up, now is it? Okay, it went down. I don't know what that was, but it's down now. All right, there we go. There you go, you little gipper. All right, here we have things we can tuck in here, and we can make more things. We have our spine. We may keep the same, but as I use it, I want to see if it's going to, you know, okay, I want to seal this with something. What are you? Oh, this is kind of cool. Look, we found something fun in here. Yeah, that's kind of cool. All right, let's use you. I think I'm going to come over past that, like the fold is there. So I'm going to, all this stuff is staying on this side of it. So I am going to just put a strip of this here. That's what I'm going to do. All right. All right. I just probably could have glue stick this, but no. Doing it the hard way, Pam. Doing it the hard way. Okay. Go over and then pull back a bit and then hopefully it's glued. Okay, folding. Nobody's buckling in the fold. Ruler for quick ruler tear. And pitch it. Can you see? Yeah. All right, there we go. All sealed. There we go. Now we're gonna do something there. Of course, we're not gonna leave that like that. Okay, you can hang up a couple more minutes, right? Just for you. Just for you. We're doing more decorating. Okay, I'm gonna leave it here, and we're just gonna see where this takes us. How about that? So this is the real junk journal, made out of pure junk, other than the embroidery floss. But that was vintage. Well, no, I can't. I know. Okay, I grabbed the embroidery floss. I could have grabbed my dental floss out of the garbage, but no, for sanity and hygiene reasons, I draw the line there. Okay, so let's see what we have so far. We have, somebody could write on this page. This is a non-writing page, but we could decorate or do something with it. We could just leave this as is. This is interesting reading fodder. Could leave as is or cover it and do things. So we did create, oh, look at that. We created a, we actually tore that and made a pocket out of this, but somehow this still has glue on it. And now it's a new pocket, so we can amplify that. So we're going to go through here, and I'm going to show you some different ideas on what you can do with a junk journal. Just to give you random, these will also work for page layout ideas. But there you go. A lot of fun can be had, and we'll figure out about our upside down pumpkins, whether they're going to stay or go away. You guess. Yeah, so thanks everybody for who is here and spending and sharing time for everybody who's new. Just so you know, at the Paper Outpost, my videos come out Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. And all this information is in the drop-down link below the video. My podcasts come out Tuesdays and Thursdays. I have a free monthly emailed newsletter, which sends you a free digital image every month. So just feel free to sign up for that. Link down below. I have a Paper Outpost Facebook group. Come on and join up. It's a lot of fun. I have an Etsy shop where you can find fundles and digikits and bundles and journals when they're available. And I also do print and mail 10 digikits at a time if you want them printed and mailed. I have an Amazon shop if you're looking for favorite tools and supplies. I try and put all my links in there. You can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. All my links are down below. Did I say that? And please like, subscribe, and share. Click the notification bell. And remember that fun can be simple. And create with reckless abandon, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.